Obatala and his children. Obatala and his children lived in a home together. Though Obatala loved his children, he had no peace of mind because they were always causing trouble. They left their possessions strewn about the house and did not care to clean it. Obatala loved his children, but because they were so messy, had little time for anything but cleaning. And the children grew messier and messier over time. One toy left in an area became two, and two became four. Obatala was overwhelmed. Then, as one of them left the room, having trashed it, Obatala came to a realization. He saw that he had been overprotective, and that the children would never appreciate a clean home unless they worked towards one themselves. Obatala, despite his love, abandoned the children. The children did not notice at first, too focused on keeping themselves entertained, but as the house grew messier and messier, it became impossible for the children to move freely. The children grew deeply ill and had difficulties breathing. The youngest of the children went to Orunmila for help.
"Orula, why have we fallen ill? Why has Obatala left us?" asked the child.
"You must change your ways, as must your brothers and your sisters. To move constantly towards disorder and chaos is to choose a life of illness. Obatala tried to teach you the virtue of a tidy home, and for years his cries fell on deaf ears. Though he cares for you, he felt he could not teach you."
The child cried, recognizing the error in their ways. They returned home to speak with their siblings. Obatala, who wandered lonely roads, decided to travel elsewhere. He became nomadic, traveling from region to region, hoping to quell his loneliness, but he could not do so. He walked for years, missing his children the entire time, but knowing they would never learn if he returned. One day, Obatala happened upon a beautiful house, painted white. The home was beautiful, so Obatala went to the door and knocked, hoping to see what it looked like from the inside. A young man opened the door and threw his arms around Obatala. He said,
"Father, I forgive you. We know you left us to teach the error in our ways, and we have learned."
Obatala's other children heard the commotion, and upon seeing their father, ran to him and hugged him tightly. As they led him around the house, Obatala found it to be cleaner than it had ever been. He was intensely proud of his children and promised them he would never abandon their home again. And so Obatala lived with his children from then on, and they kept an immaculate home.